We all love to get good news, don't we? Maybe your team won, or maybe it will win. Maybe you got that job that you wanted. Maybe the baby was born safe and sound. Maybe when the results came, there was no sign of any cancer. Yes, we all love to get good news. But let me ask you this evening, do you love the best news of all? Do you love the good news of the gospel? I hope you do. I hope we all do. But why should we love the gospel? Let me give you this evening 7 reasons why we should love the gospel. And all 7 reasons are found in just 3 verses here in this passage that we've just read. Romans 1 and verses 15 to 17. Let's read those 3 verses again now. Romans 1, 15 to 17. Paul writes, "So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." So why should we love the gospel? What are the 7 reasons? Firstly, we should love the gospel because the gospel is good news. That's what the word gospel means. I'm sure we all know that. And we're reminded of it often by those who preach God's word to us, aren't we? The word gospel means good news. That's why the Christian message isn't good advice. It's good news, which is very different. When the Apostle Paul writes in verse 15 here, "I am eager to preach the gospel to you," to the Christians in Rome, he uses the word for evangelize, which means to tell someone some good news. And when he writes in verse 16, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel," the word gospel is that word that means good news. And when he writes in verse 17, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed," the word "it" also refers back to the gospel, the good news. So in each of these 3 verses, Paul refers to the good news of the gospel in some way. So the Christian gospel is not just good news, it is the best news of all. And that's the first reason why we should love the gospel. Because we love good news, the gospel is good news, and of all the good news that we could think of, the gospel is the best good news of all. So that's the first reason. We should love the gospel because the gospel is good news. Now the second reason is, we should love the gospel as well because the gospel is good news from God. Good news from God. In other words, we should love the gospel not only because of what it is, good news, but also because of where it came from. It came from God himself. Now where does Paul say that here? Where does he say that the gospel came from God? Well, he says it in 2 different ways. Firstly, he says that the gospel is the power of God for salvation in verse 16. He says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it," the gospel, "is the power of God for salvation." And then secondly, he says that in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. In verse 17, he says, "In it," that is, in the gospel, "the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith." So, in verse 16, he refers to the power of God. In verse 17, he refers to the righteousness of God. And we take those 2 things together, and it demonstrates that the gospel came to us from God himself. The gospel is God's power, and the gospel reveals God's righteousness. And those 2 facts, those 2 truths, demonstrate that the gospel came from God himself. The gospel didn't come from the Apostle Paul, or from any other human being. It wasn't invented by the church, or by some church in particular. The gospel had its origin in God himself, that triune God that we were hearing about at the Lord's table this evening. The gospel came from God himself. And that's another good reason why we should love the gospel. Not just because of what it is in and of itself, but because of where it came from whom it came to us, from our Creator and from our Saviour, from God Himself. So firstly, we should love the gospel because it is good news. Secondly, we should love the gospel because the gospel is good news from God. And now thirdly, we should also love the gospel because the gospel is God's power to save. The gospel itself is God's power to save sinners like us. Paul writes in verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Why? For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. It's not just that the gospel reveals God's power to save. It's not just that the gospel contains God's power to save. Paul is saying that the gospel is God's power to save. The gospel is how God saves sinners. The tragedy of much of the Christian church today is that we no longer seem to believe that. We don't really believe, in practice, that the gospel, the good news about Jesus, is God's power to save people. In other words, we've lost confidence in the gospel. Maybe you haven't. I hope you haven't. But I'm speaking generally about Christians today. We don't really believe that the gospel, just the gospel, is able to save people. So we try to give the gospel a hand. We try to help the gospel be a bit more effective. And yet, according to Paul, the gospel is the power of God for salvation. The gospel on its own, the gospel plus nothing else, just the gospel, is God's power to save sinners like us. Do you believe that? Do I believe that? If we do believe it, then surely we will give people the gospel, pure and simple. We will tell people the good news about Jesus, and then we'll pray and we'll wait to see God's power at work through His gospel, which is His power for saving sinners. So we should love the gospel because it's good news. We should love it because it's good news from God. We should love the gospel because it's God's power to save sinners. And fourthly, we should also love the gospel because it, the gospel, is our only hope of salvation. There is no other hope of salvation apart from this gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Salvation in what sense? Well, spiritual salvation. Salvation from sin and its consequences. All of us were born sinners. We all came into this world on the wrong road, on the broad road that leads to destruction. We're all lost, spiritually lost by nature. And we all need to be saved. Saved. And only God can save us. But how does He do that? How does He save us? And Paul's clear answer is, well, He saves us through His gospel. That's how He does it. That's how God saves us. It, the gospel, Paul writes, is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. The gospel is how God saves sinners like us. So we should love the gospel because it's good news. We should love it because it's good news from God. We should love the gospel because it's God's power to save. Fourthly, we should love the gospel because it's our only hope of salvation. And number five, we should love the gospel because all we have to do is believe it. That's all we have to do. Just believe it. Believe the gospel. Believe the good news. The gospel is the power of God for salvation, says Paul, to everyone who believes. To everyone who believes what? Well, to everyone who believes it. To everyone who believes the gospel. Yes, we have to accept the fact that we're lost, that we need to be saved. That's true. We have to repent of our sins. That's true as well. We have to trust Jesus to save us. All of that is true. But if you think about it, all of that comes from believing the gospel. Let me give you a simple illustration. Supposing you had a rare type of cancer, And supposing no cure had yet been found for your particular type of cancer, and then supposing one evening you were watching the news on the television and they announced on the news that a cure had been found for the type of cancer that you had, what would you do? And this is important. It would all depend whether you believed the news or not. Everything would depend on that. If you didn't believe it, you wouldn't do anything, would you? If you heard them say that and you didn't believe it, you would just carry on with your life as normal. You wouldn't do anything because you didn't believe it, what they were saying on the news. But if you did believe the news, if you believed it was true what they were saying, you would try to find out as quickly as possible what you had to do and where you had to go to be cured. Do you see how everything depends on whether we believe the good news or not? What we believe determines what we do. If we don't believe it, we don't do anything. If we do believe it, we do something, and it's urgent. If we really believe the good news about Jesus, we will repent of our sins and we will trust Jesus to save us. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes the message, who believes in Christ for salvation. That's what we have to do with the gospel. We have to believe it. That's why we say that salvation is not by us doing good things to gain points in some way with God. The Bible is not about doing things. It's not about earning our way to heaven. That's not what the Bible teaches. Nobody could ever earn their way to heaven. But God is offering us something which is free, which is of pure grace and mercy on his part. And the only thing we have to do is believe it. Believing it is not something that it has merit. Believing the gospel is, I sometimes say, it's like the empty hand of the spiritual beggar that stretches out his hand. He has nothing to pay with, nothing to buy anything with. But he knows his need and he sees someone that can meet that need and give him food or whatever he needs. And he stretches out his empty hand. There's no merit there in that hand. It's just a hand, empty, stretched out to receive what the other person puts in it. And that's what faith is all about. Faith has no merit whatsoever. It's not as if, you know, God has done his part and my part, the other 50% is to believe. No. God does 100%, and by stretching out your hand, you're asking him to give you that 100% that only he can give. That's what faith is, saving faith. It's accepting in our empty hands what God is freely offering to us in the gospel and through his Son. And that's all we have to do with the gospel in order to be saved. We have to believe it. Believe it. And not just believe it, but we have to trust Jesus and him alone to save us and take us to heaven. We can't get to heaven by ourselves. Only Jesus can take us there. And we have to trust him to do that. That's faith. That's saving faith. So we should love the gospel because it's good news. Secondly, because it's good news from God. Thirdly, because it's God's power to save sinners like us. Fourthly, because it's our only hope of salvation. There's no other way for us to be at peace with God. There's no other way for us to get to heaven. The gospel is our only hope. It's the only hope of the world out there. Fifthly, we should love the gospel because all we have to do is believe it. Number six, we should love the gospel because it is for everyone who believes. The gospel, writes Paul, is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. I've already underlined the phrase, the power of God. I've already underlined the word salvation. And I've already underlined the word believes. And now I'm underlining the word everyone. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Men and women, adults and children, black people and white people, rich people and poor people, religious people and non-religious people. But the gospel is God's power for salvation to everyone who believes. Whoever you are, if you believe the gospel, if you really believe it, then you will be saved. And if you're saved, it's because you have believed the gospel. Whoever you are, whatever your background, maybe there's a time in your life when, looking back now, it seems impossible that you could ever become a Christian. How did I ever become a Christian? Given where I was at such and such a time in my life, and yet today you are a Christian. And that's because that's the power of God for salvation to everyone, no matter what our background or walk of life. But for everyone who believes, God is offering his wonderful free gift of salvation and forgiveness and eternal life and a place with him forever in glory. And so many other wonderful things that come to us through the gospel. So we should love the gospel because it's good news. Because it's good news from God. Number two, it's God's power to save. It's our only hope of salvation. Number five, all we have to do is believe it. Number six, it's for everyone who believes. And now seventhly and finally, and this is important, we should love the gospel because it is good news for Christians too. Do you believe that, brother, sister? Do you believe that the gospel is not just for those who are not yet saved, but also for those of us who are already saved? It's for Christians as well as for non-Christians. Do you believe that? Look at verse 15 again. Paul writes, I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. Weren't they already Christians? Yes. Weren't they already saved? Yes, they were. So why did they need the gospel? And the answer is because Christians need the gospel too. Yes, the gospel is God's power for salvation, but it's also God's power for our spiritual growth, for our spiritual progress, for our sanctification, to get closer to God, to become more like the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the gospel that does all of that as well. That's why those of us who, by the grace of God, are Christians already, we still need the gospel just as much as we ever did. As someone has said, the gospel is not just the ABC of the Christian life. It is the A to Z of the Christian life. It's everything. We never progress beyond the gospel. We can never say, I need deeper things now. The gospel was fine to become a Christian in the early days of my Christian life, but now I need, you know, more meat, deeper things, deeper truths. No, we can never get beyond the gospel. We have to keep getting back to the gospel again and again and again. We have to keep getting back to the sense of wonder that we sometimes lose, don't we? Of salvation to everyone who believes in Christ. The wonder of the gospel is what we need. No matter how many years we've been Christians, we need the gospel too. Not just the people out there that aren't yet Christians. So we've seen seven reasons, and I'm sure there are lots of other reasons too, but we've seen seven reasons why we should love the gospel, why we should love the good news. We should love the gospel because it is good news. We should love the gospel because the gospel is good news from God himself. We should love the gospel because it's God's power to save sinners like us. We should love the gospel because it's our only hope of salvation. We should love the gospel because all we have to do is believe it. Stretch out that empty hand to receive what God is giving us in Christ. We should love the gospel because it's for everyone who believes. And we should love the gospel because it is good news for Christians too, not just for not yet Christians. So let me ask you finally, brother, sister, do you really love the gospel? Do you love the good news, the great news, the best news of all? That thanks to the Lord Jesus, there is hope for us, hope for you and for me. That thanks to the Lord Jesus, we can be saved. We can be at peace with God in a loving relationship with Him, both now and forever. Do we believe that? So let's believe the gospel. And then let's live out the gospel. Live in the light of it. Let it be our motivation, our engine that drives us day by day. Let's share the gospel with others. That's what they need more than anything else. Yes, they need other things too, but what everybody needs more than anything else is the gospel, the gospel, the gospel. And let's love the gospel. Let's love it more each day. Let's thank God each morning when we wake up again. Lord, thank you for the amazing gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your power to save sinners and then to take us on with you and draw us closer to you and make us more like the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you again today for the gospel. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for the good news of the gospel. Oh, what great news, what wonderful news. Forgive us for the times that we lose the sense of wonder and amazement at what the gospel is all about and what it means for us. It's how you saved us. We were lost. We were heading for hell itself. And yet you wonderfully intervened. First you sent your Son to die for us, to live a perfect life and die on the cross and rise again. And then you sent your Holy Spirit during our lives to give us understanding and knowledge of the gospel. And then you changed our whole way of thinking and you applied the power of the gospel to our minds and consciences and hearts and lives. And you changed us and you took us from darkness to light and from Satan's kingdom to your kingdom. And even today, after all these years for many of us, you're still working in our hearts and lives through the gospel. To renew our faith, to renew our love for you and for your word, to renew our desire to get the gospel to more people around us, the unsaved loved ones and friends and people we come into contact with. And we know that the gospel is their only hope, and we have the gospel to give them. We have the answer to their needs. Oh Lord, help us to renew, yes, our love for you above all. Help us to renew our love for each other as fellow believers. Help us to renew our love for the lost. Lord, help us to renew our gratitude for and our love for the gospel. The good news that is able to change lives, even our lives. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name. Amen.